Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and today is Monday. Pulling up the date here. So on the Earth time, it's June 6th, 2011. On your parallel lifetimes and timelines, who knows what day it is. But here, it's supposed to be the 6th of June. Okay, so, and naturally we're in different time zones listening out there, so you may be ahead of me or behind me in time. Interesting, huh? Well, you've had probably if you're ahead of me, it means you had a fuller day. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Annika, are you out there somewhere on our timeline here?
Yeah, I am. I seem to be on the right timeline now because I'm with you and with everyone on the fast chat, and we are on BBS on Monday. So thank you all for joining, and yeah, we will take callers. You can usually see the call-in numbers right underneath. I can post them on the fast chat, and yeah, we don't have, I don't see any questions here yet, but maybe we can start off with showing everyone who might be new and haven't done it yet. Hopefully all of us are doing it more, and that's the mind to heart drop. So how to get heart-centered, Ron? That's always good.
Okay, we'll start off with that. So remember, you need to command your spirit and do it out loud, because otherwise you're in the mental realm. And the mental realm is the territory where the darkness lives. So you don't want to do anything there. But you want to do it here, so you want to say it out loud. And when you command your spirit, then your spirit that's inside of your heart center is going to do the work with you. Otherwise, it could be a dark side spirit that's cloned or living with you in the land of darkness on a timeline, and you may think that you're heart-centered. And you could be heart-centered in the darkness. That's what you don't want to be. So here we go. You want to be in the light on this timeline. So we're going to drop you down. So you want to count from 10 to 1, commanding your spirit to take your thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. And only takes, 20 seconds to do, and then you're going to feel yourself more centered inside of yourself. So here we go, dropping down, commanding your spirit to do so. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, should feel pretty good now. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, so while we've done that and we are more here now, maybe we can do the exercise. There might be some people that haven't done that with the finger on where we put the finger in front of us to see if we're actually here or in the future and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so take your index finger and just have your body put it in front of you and just see where it falls. See, you know, point it up and see if it's directly in front of you, maybe a foot and a half out or so. So just try it and see if it's straight on, you know, perpendicular to, say, your nose, like you have a little tangent line coming out. And that's where it should be. If you're off to the left or the right, it means that you're not here. And that's a little finger exercise, very simple. And if you move it to the right, then you're in the future, and to the left, you're in the past. And for those who are very sensitive, just by moving your finger about an inch off the center, either direction, you're going to feel the energy changing because you're going into other parallel lifetimes. So that's what you don't want to do. You want to be here in this present lifetime on this timeline. Remember, in the light, there's no timelines, but because we're controlled by darkness here, they did give us one major timeline, which is what they have created for us to live in, and then they take us out of that. So remember, they have to have a landing point, a starting point for that. And so we want to be on the one that we're supposed to be on here that you're typically born into. So back to you, Annika. Just check out your finger. Make sure that you're directly straight ahead. And do it daily. Just see where you are. Just play with the idea. If you feel a little whacked out or your connections aren't being met because you're here, but you're actually, you're not really here. You're living a artificial life someplace thinking that you're here. It's very confusing, but that's what happens. I won't go into it too much unless somebody wants me to talk about it. But basically, you want to be here on this timeline that the Earth Spirit is here also. Remember, they just tapped into the light energy and created a timeline here. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, it's just so interesting. I actually do notice it myself. If I just go a tiny bit to the right or the left, and Janice was saying, I checked my finger, so thank you. You might be one of those good people who remember to do this. So it is really simple and so easy, and yet we still forget all these things. I definitely run around and do not do all this all the time, but I think it's so easy. It's great. It's a great tool.
Yeah, and you could lose, you know, if you have appointments with people, and for some reason you or them are on a different timeline, they might forget about the appointment. So you're not really responsible for them, but you're responsible for yourself to show up on time. Notice I used the word on time. So you want to be on time in this time.
In whatever time that is, yeah.
Time that is, yeah.
Yeah, I notice myself sometimes, Ron. I don't know if anybody else notices this, but I can be on the phone and I find the other person takes too much time, or, you know, it feels like I got to run and do other things and I can't spend as much time that maybe they can, so that their life must be a little slower than mine. I know that sounds really weird, and I feel like I am kind of watching my time and have to get going to do something else. So it must be sort of the thing that I am on is to be in a lot of places and going from one to the next. And other people don't have that, and other people have a lot more time that I tend to notice the difference, I should say, that, you know, they're obviously on something different. So it's interesting. You know, and I wish we could all be in that more peaceful. I'm kind of wanting to get where they are, you know, and unfortunately that's not my situation. So, okay, my facet here. Should the palm of the hand face the front? Dulce is asking.
It doesn't matter. Just go by how your finger is pointed.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be like, you know, directly between your eyes, but, you know, whatever your arm length is, you know, a foot to foot and a half in front of you. And you'll notice as you change it, it's kind of like flipping pages in a book. You're going to see everything around you. If you could actually do it slow enough, you'd actually see everything disappear as you're moving your finger and then reappearing. So just think if your finger could be off and on and off and on and off and on. Each time you jerk it or you move it, you know, a little bit, you're going to find yourself that nothing exists as you're moving your finger. Then when you stop it, we'll say hypothetically, then all of a sudden it'll bring you into a new timeline. And that's the way it works, kind of like the old original artwork doing cartoons and stuff, where they had to take, I guess, each particular piece of paper or transparency or whatever, and, you know, use the previous one and trace it exactly, but just slightly different. And then you can kind of like move them all at one time and the picture moves. So that's kind of the way it works. So you want to be on the original one. Back to you, Annika. And I was thinking maybe a few people would like, maybe we could do a show maybe on Wednesday with shapeshifters. And we could talk about them and see how that might look for people. Look for people, huh? Okay. How that might feel for you if you happen to have a shapeshifter in your body or something. We could do that show on shapeshifters. And, you know, who knows? you know, every show is live, so we'll see what happens with that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Sounds great. Yeah, I think that would be really interesting.
We haven't talked about shapeshifters for months, so that might be a good way to bring those back into, or get them out of people anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, back to you, Annika.
Yeah, so, you know, there's plenty of ways that we get corded. Obviously, we get corded with all kinds of things. People courting us and places and things courting us. And if you type in on the website, let's say the word Earth, there's several clearings that deals with the connection. So there's an Earth courting disconnection that also comes up in the generation. Then there is an Earth courting grid line clearing. And then there is an Earth barcode removal. And before we continue to talk a little bit about shapeshifters, maybe we can go into just what are those, and maybe you can explain a little bit, because that has come up.
Okay, what are shapeshifters? Is that what you're asking?
Well, I mean, I know that we should talk about shapeshifters too, but I was talking more about the differences between the Earth barcode removal,
okay,
the Earth cording, and the Earth cording grid line, maybe before we go into shapeshifters, because it came in my inbox email.
Okay, so the Earth grid line, what that's for is you may know some people, maybe yourself, that are really afraid to leave their house. Maybe they are in a neighborhood that maybe was really nice when they grew up, and maybe it is going south now, we'll say, not too good, but they're afraid to leave their house. Or they're afraid to leave their town because they know all the stores around in their town, and they're just really petrified to maybe to leave their house for more than maybe 20 miles. I've talked to people like that before, which to me seems kind of strange. But out here in Earthland, nothing is really strange any longer. But these people are actually physically attached to a grid line in their house. And what that can do, it can prevent you from having a job promotion if you have to move or change jobs. Maybe your job location corded you to the grid line. So the grid line clearing takes you off of that, so you're able to be more, say, fluid in your movements of your body. That helps you with that, along with being able to actually be able to move physically from one place to the next. Excuse me, I had a cough for a minute here. Hang on, get some water.
Okay. So that was the Earth cording grid line clearing, and if you type in the word Earth, you will come, you will see those clearings that Ron is talking about. So that was that is for a whole lifetime, the Earth cording grid line, and then of course there's the Earth barcode and the Earth cording, and they're a little different. So
the Earth cording, the Earth barcode keeps you coming back to the Earth here. So it prevents you from leaving the Earth, which is the way the aliens keep you in the forced reincarnation process. So you're unable to leave the Earth energy altogether with this barcode. So that's that type of clearing. And what was the other one?
The other one is the Earth cording disconnection. That is a whole lifetime one, too. So
okay,
the
Earth cording one... that one's kind of similar. Okay, if you have ever flown in an airplane, you notice that once you get up, you know, above the ground a certain distance, and I can't really say what that distance is, but let's just say hypothetically it's, you know, maybe 20,000 feet. So once you get off the Earth, all of a sudden, your body changes. You probably have all noticed that you feel free. And it makes you, if you were to ask anybody, they say, oh, yeah, I feel like I'm flying, you know. You feel like a bird, kind of, because you're not attached to anything. And so that allows you to get disconnected from that. So that's kind of the difference there of them. I'm not giving the exact information, but that's kind of what it does. It allows you to be free from anything that deals with earth energies. Remember, when you cord the earth brings to you all the events that's attached to it. So the memory of the earth's traumas are attached to you through the cordings. So you never want to cord the earth because of that, because you're bringing that energy into you, just like you don't want to cord somebody else. You don't want to have them download their life history into you. And
so
that's what happens when you cord the earth. So,
yeah.
And it doesn't want your stuff either, you know. It never wants to have your negative experiences brought to it. Boy, that would be pretty devastating, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to you,
Yeah. So just on that note, if somebody has done a lot of meditation where they have done cording to the earth, maybe that earth cording disconnection would be a very good one to do to remove those cords?
Yes, by all means, yes. Because remember, once you have it, see, most people think that, you know, like they do something and they only did it one time and it's never, ever going to affect them because they only did it once. Or maybe they only did it for a year in their life, and now they outgrew that. Well, you're still hooked up to it. Remember, you're living all the thoughts of your ancestors, whether you believe it or not. And they may not have believed it. So it doesn't make any difference. You still have it. So, yeah, it's good to get disconnected from these energies because it just makes you feel heavier. And
Ron?
Denser, and then you pass that energy all down to your children, siblings will have it. And if you notice, siblings will have similar patterns that are like what their parents had. Maybe different personalities slightly, but they may have similar fears, which is very interesting. Okay, looks like we have a caller on, I think. So, Larry, are you online?
Yes. Hi, Ron. How are you? Hi, Annika.
Hi, Annika.
Hi.
How you doing, Larry? What's cooking?
Doing fine, thanks. Doing real good today. Ron, I was wondering, I see that the alien scientists, that they keep on working or attacking us in regard to invisibility. And we do clearings, and then they try to master more invisibility that we can't see, more and more and more to sneak problems in on us. And I'm wondering if you have a solution to that deeper invisibility that eludes us. Do you have a solution to that?
Boy, but all I could say is keep staying in your heart. Drop into your heart and live in the present moment on the timeline here.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, you know, you could ask another question, Larry, if you like. But that's kind of, you know, everything outside of ourselves is going to be bombarding us. And it could be anything, anywhere. And you're not going to have any real clarity until you come into your heart where you're in non-judgment. But you do have to, like, have a little bit of your energy, a very small part of it, in this realm so you can kind of figure out what's happening.
Uh-huh.
You know, because if you don't have your foot kind of in it, then everything is going to be kind of 100% peace, and which is good for your body, but you still have to be able to live here and relate to other people.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of what I have to do is come in and out to read the fast chat, you know, to be able to do this myself. That's why I can only have a short sentence with people because I can't stay here too long.
Uh-huh.
I like to have headlines, you know. So you could ask another question if you like, Larry, if I didn't answer that one.
Okay, all right, that's
so
fine.
It's
last Friday, we felt kind of goofy, and I kept on trying to say my right, the alien was in my right side, but it kept on coming out the left side because the alien seemed to be manipulating me, and finally, after three attempts, I finally said the alien was in my right side, and they kept on reversing my thinking like this dyslexia. Can you explain that a little bit, please?
Oh, yeah, they may have wanted to play the tricks on you like that. That can happen.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, what The show on Wednesday is going to be on shapeshifters, so that could possibly, relate to that, too. Just these things that bombard us have a lot of control over us, and we try our best to come out of this confusion, and they can really confuse our minds a lot. And by doing so, then we're hooked into their ability to control us more. So it's really hard to come out of it. In fact, that's a great intro for what I'm doing next here. I'm putting up another timeline and space time crashing set of clearings. And the way it's looking, it's going to have typically probably 40 different types of clearings that you can use at the little radio button and click on them. And there'll be a text at the top to customize or to input what you wish to have.
Mm-hmm.
This is what everybody's kind of like hinting for and asking about when we do timeline crashing, because I want people to first to do their emotional stuff. Then we do have people say, can you do a timeline crash on this, that, or the other? So I'm putting together this, that, or the other on a timeline crash right now. And It could be up within maybe a week here. But I need people to first do, before, if you want this to be effective, okay, not that it will not work, but to have it for maximum, efficiency and effectiveness, you want to do your whole lifetime emotional clearing first, and then do the unlimited so that you stay current, because they abduct you from your emotions. And then from there, you need to do the original timeline crashings for your emotions for probably a month or two on the major issues in your life. And then from there, go on to this clearing here. And that's kind of the way I'm going to specify it. Naturally, you could go into this one right off the bat, but it's not necessarily going to be as effective as it would be if you did the other clearings first. So this one here deals with conditions of your body and all different types of things. And right now I probably have about 35 entries, and it could go up to about 50. And it'll probably be a two-month clearing for people. And it'll get you off of more stuff. So, any other questions, Larry?
We were going to talk about the web clearings. Is this the right time to talk about the web wool coat clearings?
Have you done that one yet, Larry?
Yes, I have. I've felt a lot of relief from that. Like, it was the web steel wool coat clearing is 12 layers that we have from a half inch from our body and outward, about 12 inches. I have cleared that. I've done it, the 12 steps, and I feel a lot more restriction release from my body systems that were kind of imploding on me beforehand.
Great. So how did you feel before and after?
Well, before I felt a restriction, afterwards I felt the restriction being released from my body chemistry, my body energies. I felt all that release come about, a freedom in my body functions is what I felt afterwards.
That's great. Did you have a more body movement or anything like that, restriction-wise, achy muscles or anything?
I think I do in my chest and head area and everything, but then I saw that I had a pegged leg in a past lifetime. Like Long John Silver's, I had a pegged leg on my left leg. And then I don't know if that healed that, but it healed a lot of other things from top to bottom, but probably healed a little bit of that too. But that's something that stood out, and I was able to see that after I had the clearing. I was able to see more about myself.
That's good. So I know the web coat is kind of like taking off the straitjacket on you. Is that a quick way of stating what it would be like, an energetic coating on you with this energy like spider webs?
That sounds pretty good to me, but then you have to ask the question to the two-year-old kids that have asthma, do they have something like that on them too?
Hmm, very interesting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's possible.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
But it felt like they built up the restrictions to 12 colts or so, and then you have to release each one and do all 12 steps on the clearing, and then you feel more freedom at each step that you release. But that half inch in between your flesh and also the first colt, that must be the compression area, because they compress that one half inch area against the body from the 12 layers, and it's that compression area that sort of pulsates against your body's system, it seems to me.
Great, great. Yeah, I haven't really taught much about the web coat clearing, so I'm glad that you're doing that. That's wonderful, Larry. So how long did it take you to go through it? How much time?
Several hours or thing. I forget. I put the full time on there. Maybe 6-8 hours, something like that, to do the whole thing. I put the, like, 6 hours on there or something, whatever was the maximum time now. I did the whole thing overnight, and it was a tremendous releasing of each colt.
Great, great. Okay. So that's wonderful. So thank you, Larry. Yeah, I don't talk about it that much in that clearing, so that's so Larry gave us a good example there of what the web coat clearing does. So thank you, Larry.
Okay, thanks. You're very welcome, Ron.
Thanks. And so the people that haven't discovered that clearing yet, it's under, if you go to the website, scroll down, you'll see it on the left-hand side, underneath light being healings, then it comes to the alien attack removals, and there's a lot there. All the way down, you'll see the energetic web coat removal. And that's what that clearing is called, energetic web coat removal, and it includes oxygen infusion. So that is that one. And I can see some people asked for some other timelines, and they were asking, yeah, Tina was saying gray skies timeline crashing is good, and that's online, and that's a free clearing. Is it possible to make other timeline crashes like this?
Well, what I'm adding up is adding with the new ones will be quite a bit. I'll just give you, I'll just read off what I have here. It may be changed slightly, but I first have one for physical body conditions. So that could be, you know, a headache, sore foot, a stiff neck or something, you know, physical conditions with the body. Another one, I'll just read them off here, planet, star, vortexes. Well, these are all parallel timelines that you're hooked up into, okay, that you visit. Next one is hexes, spells, curses. That's a big one. Another one is addictions, forced behavior, feeling, spacey and grounded, creating lack and struggle, abduction locations. Sometimes, there's a place to be abducted onto a timeline as you drive down the road or maybe inside of your house, possibly, or backyard. Have one for emotional pain, mental pain, which would be, and physical pain, I believe. Repetitive scenarios. So a repetitive situation that you always have happening to you that you can't get out of. It's another program from the timelines. Situations that you feel intimidated about, okay? So that could be a big one for people, too. Weather patterns and their association with you. Traveling. Body temperature. Courting from other people on other parallel timelines, okay? They might court you and bring you up to their timeline. Next one is being kind of chased, maybe tortured, unexplained fears, anxieties, kind of like freaking out off and on, not knowing what's going on with you when you feel fine. Next one is you're good. Maybe it could be money. You get a windfall maybe of some money coming in, and then all of a sudden something bad happens to you, and then there it goes, or just feeling good one day, and maybe a bad event happens. Next one will be like ship clouds. Another one is missing or lost objects, you know. Remember, you have an entry box there. Maybe you lost, we'll just say, maybe a special thing that maybe one of your grandparents gave you as a gift, and maybe it's lost for a couple of years. So I might be able to put that in there. Maybe it'll pop up into your room. Who knows, you know? So next one is having, you know, a strange day. We all know what strange days are like. You don't feel quite right, like you don't belong here. Maybe you're not here, but just having a strange day, okay? The next one is a big one, which people don't really realize, but this is when you are a sperm and egg donor. So I won't go into that too much. Next one would be repetitive numbers like 1111. You have actually letters too, colors, patterns. You know, the colors could be seeing the same color all the time, wanting to wear the same color. Could be different types of patterns like on wallpaper, clothing. You know, you might have something on your wall that's repetitive patterns. Synchronicity of events, that's another one. Well, things always happen, you know, when you're in sync with something because the timelines are meshing together with somebody else's timeline. The next one here would be where you have pins and needles, poison injections put into you on timelines. Next one here would be how your parents are abducted on a timeline. Remember, they can still be living even though they're physically not here, and they're on a timeline living. Remember, the soldiers from World War II, World War I, were still living on a timeline being sent into the future, okay? And so they may like your parents, and now they want to abduct you onto a timeline because they have special DNA or what they want to get out of you, okay? Next one here would be mind interference for limitations, you know, programs put on you. We all have had days, you know, where you're really, really sharp. You go, wow, I really got my act together. And then the next day, you go, wow, where'd all that creativity go? I had it yesterday. And then we have the satellites that beam down negative stuff to us on timelines, giving us mind control patterns, physical pain, etc. So this list is still growing, and that's what I'll be putting up shortly here. So now you got your feet wet on that, and it should help you out quite a bit here. So I guess back to you, Annika.
Okay. So, yeah, that sounds fantastic to have that new clearing. And we are going to talk about shapeshifters. I know we said Wednesday because we have an anonymous sponsor coming on Wednesdays, so that sponsor was asking specifically for that. So maybe we will wait with that, I'm not sure, but some people said that would be interesting to talk about. But I also saw Marie R. was also asking, can we do a timeline crash in being with too many people this weekend? Or I'm not sure if that's
okay. Was it last weekend or this weekend?
It sounds like it was just this weekend that was that we just finished.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could do that. So what this is going to do is bring you back. Remember, on the list that I have here, as synchronicity would have it, I sort of mentioned something like that. I forgot which one it was, but it's you know, kind of where you're abducted onto other people's timelines. So very possibly if you're with a bunch of people and you were abducted to a timeline, you may still be on that timeline because you're in the space of other people. So here we go. Timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, oh boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So that should help you people out if you were with a lot of people during the weekend. And maybe they kind of wanted you on their timeline being a friend of theirs.
Very interesting, yeah.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, as you've been listening to these programs for a while, you know, and you wonder why people, you know, live in caves, you can kind of figure out maybe they know more than we do, you know, or they want to live out in the country, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Away from everybody else, you know, it's... they must know a lot more than we know.
Yeah, that's sure. It can be very challenging to be around a lot of people. I totally have that a lot, unfortunately. But, yeah, I mean, it's fun, too, but it's also all kinds of things going on when we're in big groups. So another big group is organization. And Jen was asking about a sample of that clearing, and I know you have a clearing called Organization Affiliation Disconnect, and it's another whole life clearing. And let's see what Jen asked for. Yeah, organization sample.
Okay, so here we go. This is a whole lifetime clearing on the website. So I need you all to think of an organization that maybe you belong to. And it might even be stretching it out slightly, maybe like one of your credit cards, if you have a credit card, okay? So that could connect you into something, okay? Remember, it's taking you from, it's taking the mindset of the organization off you. This is what it's for, okay? And whatever else they're doing to you. God, it'd be awful if somehow they had somebody out there doing hexes and spells to make you spend a lot of money on a credit card. Interesting. I probably shouldn't talk about that too much, should I? That would be awful. Oh, boy. Here we go. Timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Wow. I'm going to do a heartache clearing here. So here we go. If you had a heartache with something, not feeling too good about something, just allow this to clear away those heart knots. Here we go. So I'll just count, use the word stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, back to you, Annika.
Okay. So, Cherie was asking world clearing. So that was obviously the ones that were the earth cordings, and I put it in already, but just if you're on listening to the archives, you can go back, obviously, and hear it again. But it's for the different earth cordings that we were talking about before. I put in earth in the search box, and it all came up in that way. So Cherie also has a friend or friends that have asthma. So is there any way that you know off the bat that would be good to recommend for somebody with asthma, Ron?
Boy, like I always say, do the emotional clearing first, the whole lifetime. And since that's dealing with breathing and lungs, boy, that's a pretty rough one. I would probably do a barcode on that, do the barcode clearing, because, you know, we need to eat and we also need to have oxygen. So that's one of the major things, is oxygen that you have every day. So being able, unable to breathe, I would say do some barcode clearing, and then just see how the person is responding to that.
Mm-hmm. And obviously you can do the barcode for somebody else. Let's say you're working to get rid of the death barcodes or the spirit barcodes or something like that, right, Ron?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, all the barcodes could be done on like an absentee basis for somebody, no problem whatsoever. In fact, all the clearings can be done absentee, so.
Yeah. Maria R. was commenting, too, about the timelines, and she said, thank you for doing all that, Ron, and her son brought her some sadness feelings that affected her this past weekend, so she did a lot of sadness timelines that she was crashing all day, so that is great, and it's another one of those that affects us a lot. There's also a clearing, the infinite sadness that is kind of very, it's very interesting how we can be affected that way. So that's another one. I don't know if you want to talk about that, Ron, since I brought it up.
Yeah, that's designed for people who have this underlying sadness. Normally you can kind of sense it in young children where they really haven't, you know, there's no reason for them to be sad, but they just don't look right. And so that's kind of what that clearing is for. Naturally, adults have it too because you bring everything with you, you know, from every age, and you live through that. That's on your plate. So that's kind of what that clearing is for somebody who really has to go deep on that.
Mm-hmm.
So
we still have some time because we're going over a little bit today. So what about the sky? So Marie says she saw a sunny sky yesterday, clouds kind of fluffy. That's good. And the new crashes that you have up is for gray skies and satellites. So maybe you can again go through that. Let's say we have somebody on who hasn't heard that yet.
Okay, yeah, there's a couple clarity we put up here. One is for gray skies. And that's what that is. When you have gray skies, you can't see the aliens out there in the ship clouds. And so they give you a camouflage of a gray sky, and they're behind that. And it's like having your windows closed in your house. Normally, you can see the alien ship clouds with the flat bottom clouds. Some have square boxes out of the bottom of them. That's the newer type. And then some have them out of the top. And then some just look like regular, like UFOs in a sense, as you look at them with a little dome on the top. But anything with a flat bottom is more than likely a UFO that is there, and the clouds form around that invisible ship to us, but the clouds detect it. So when they give you the gray skies, all of a sudden, they don't have to worry about you seeing them because they're camouflaged completely. And all you see is like nothing out there, you know. So that's kind of why that's on there, is to get rid of these gray skies so that you're going to be less affected by them, because you can see them and deal with them by, you know, going onto the website and do alien attack removal. But basically that's what they're trying to do now, is probably come in much stronger. So they're just camouflaging themselves. And it's not probably too readily known with most people out there, but that's what they are. Also, the new one is a satellite clearing, and the satellite one is designed to get rid of the satellites that are transmitting to you on this timeline, negativity, and stuff happening to you. And the stuff happening to you can give you physical attacks to your body, making you, you know, maybe jerk at night, giving you mind control transmissions, body movements, robotics, all different types of things. So the satellite clearing, a lot of people like that. So And I use the word satellite because that's kind of what they are. They're controlled by aliens. And, you know, we have to get a word for that. So just think of a something out there that's beaming down to you, a transmitter with an antenna directed right at you to cause you harm. So that's what we call the satellite. So hopefully that is, in fact, I think a lot of people have tried both clearings now. They've only been up for a short time now, and they just like it because all of a sudden they feel some relief. Remember, you're supposed to be able to have relief here and not have this stuff happening to you. You know, this should be a planet of light, and the darkness took it over. And the Earth spirit is not strong enough to defend itself to get the stuff away from you. And that's just the way it is. It's still at about 43%. I don't think it's changed much in a year. So that means that the rest of it is basically lost to the darkness so far. So the more you do on the timeline crashes, the more you're helping everybody who's living here. And by doing so, you're getting them out the timelines too. Like I said, if we had no emotions here, then you would not be able to be abducted. Mm-hmm. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, some other great comments. Just have time to bring them up. So thank you for sharing. Cherie saying again that she did this and no clouds when she had it done. So she did the satellite clearing and noticed it in the clouds. And then there were clouds that were broken like ice cubes, like Ron said. Great. I see a lot of that. I have it up all the time here, and I do see that, and it always makes me happy to see. And she says,
in fact, if anybody does have the see the ice cube clouds in the sky, then get a couple pictures of it, then just send it to me on an email, if you would, on an attachment. Mm-hmm. That way I can put it up and just indicate maybe what city you're in, in state, or you can just say, like, say South Texas or Northern Texas, if you don't want to give the exact city, but it would be good, you know, just to give something like that. And then I can put that on the website, and, you know, what happened after you did a crash on the clouds. So that would be great. That way we can see people's clouds throughout the world here. So, mm-hmm. And what's happening to them. And you might even have some synchronicity. Maybe we got some similar looking clouds out there of ice cubes. You know, you never know. But or you might say, yeah, you might put the time and the date on it, approximately if you can, you know, of what time you know you took the picture. That way, somebody might relate to it also and say, yeah, I felt something happening when we did a crash in New York last October. It was all across the United States here, and everybody felt or saw with comments that their clouds changed instantly. So it was a big ship. It was gigantic. I can't remember the size of it, but I know one of them was very, very large. So anyway, back to you, Annika.
Yeah, it's just incredible. I remember when you were talking about that. So Jen saw one that looked like a stingray, and she says, went away again. That would not be a good cloud, would it?
Animal clouds or stuff like that might be. I haven't seen the aliens come forth with anything. You'd have to look at that and kind of, you know, I can't say that for sure. Okay, maybe the stingrays are coming up. I don't know, you know. Typically, I would say probably not. Most of them are animals. Dragons, you might see, you know, dogs, cats up there, the faces, you know, their body shapes. So, you know, when you do find those, that's good. They're fighting the darkness.
That's
and normally what you're going to see, sometimes they'll actually start to turn dark a little bit as they're eating and devouring these ships. But the ships normally, you know, will change, and you're going to see them actually start to disintegrate. And a lot of them start turning sideways as they're crashing, so you're all going to have a good experience watching these things.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've seen, Ron. I've seen a lot of the dragons, a lot of the winged kind of big bird shapes and, you know, dogs and cat looking and rabbits and that sort of thing. So it's always very, very nice to see. And Cherie,
elephants are interesting to see elephants up there.
Oh, yeah. So Cherie was saying, should I do it again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, do it all the time, yeah. because you're going to be doing, you're going to be feeling much better.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, everything is here to help you. So typically, you know, when you get on the website and you start doing this stuff, it's going to bring in more light to the planet. And the things that do have the chance to go into the light before they're terminated, so you're actually helping the beings on those ships if they wish to come into the light. Remember, they get loved to death, so it's up to them to to decide which way they want to go, you know. But the whole process is that the more of the stuff that's released from us here, the better we're going to be feeling.
Yep, so it's wonderful that you're all doing that. That's great. Truth was saying, do we have time for some parasite or entity clearing, Ron? It's 5 p.m. right now.
Yeah, I can probably do, I'll do a sample of the whole lifetime entity here. So here we go. So let's pick entities at your age of 16, and we'll do... Let's do the same day that we have now, which is 6-6-11, when you're 16, okay? So here we go. So 1, I'll count to 10, 2, get rid of entities, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So back to you, Annika.
So I know it's coming to an end. I just wanted to mention that you have conference calls coming up, and they come up today. You have one coming up today and after, and at the same time, Wednesday and Friday conference calls. And also on Friday after the show, you will do the Q&A again. It's a wonderful free call that we get to ask questions, and coming up on Saturday is the 4-hour Ascension Preparation Call, and then we're starting with 3 consecutive Sundays, so on Sunday starting the 8-hour calls. That if you haven't heard about them, come back on Wednesday and we'll talk more about what's going on. So they're just wonderful clearing calls that you can join Ron with in person listening to it, or you can actually be absentee. So... over to you, Ron, and thank you so much.
Okay, so I guess we'll just sign off here. I'll bring in some peace energy to the light beam. So here we go. So stronger, stronger, and Ed's asking about chemtrails. Not able to neutralize them quite yet. I don't have any direct information on that quite yet here, so I wish I did. So we'll have to see... it's kind of out of my hands, so that's more physical here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There's some peace energy. And stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So thank you for listening. And our next program... is going to be on Wednesday, 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. Blessings to everybody. Thank you, Annika.
Thank you. Bye.
Okey-doke. Bye, everybody.